The image in today's gospel is quite pleasant. The meeting of these two women, Elizabeth, the older cousin of Mary, the mother of Jesus. They're meeting because Mary had just had the encounter with the angel some time ago, and she's traveling to greet her cousin Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is pregnant with someone who will later become John the Baptist. And in this meeting of the two women, there's more than just the meeting of these two people. There's four people. The children in the womb, they greet each other. But John the Baptist senses the infant Christ in her womb. He senses the grace. He senses it, that it's so powerful, it radiates into Elizabeth's womb and cleanses John the Baptist from original sin. As a result, he jumps, leaps for joy. He just, even as an infant, has to react from such an encounter in that way. And such a beautiful scene. In art, it's depicted as Mary and Elizabeth are holding each other's belly and they're laughing and they're having fun. They're having a lot of joy. And the reason for their joy is because of their faith. They have faith that Mary is carrying the Christ child. She's carrying the incarnate Word, the Word made flesh. They're still trying to understand the mystery, but yet they get it in faith. They still understand it and they accept it, and they're joyful because of it. So here we see the Christ child brings joy to them, brings joy to these two relatives, and brings joy to the unborn child, John the Baptist. There's nothing but joy in a scene. There's nothing but happiness. There's nothing but growth in faith. So for us, as we are preparing for Christmas, really begins tomorrow evening, Christmas Eve, we should remember that the coming of the Christ child should bring us lots of joy, not only for us, but for our families and our friends, those around us. So we should consider making it a time of joy. This Christmas should be something of, how can I bring joy to other people around me? How can I bring others together in the love and joy of Christ, of the Christ child? So just as the Christ child brought Mary and Elizabeth together, so too can it bring us together with other people around us. So maybe consider this Christmas being an occasion of joy for someone else. Maybe call up someone you haven't spoken to in a while and wish them a Merry Christmas. Or do something nice for someone. Do something to make another feel better. Maybe someone's in the hospital, go visit them. Maybe if you have relatives in a nursing home, go and visit them. Make their day brighter. Or perhaps consider reconciling with someone. Maybe if there's someone you haven't spoken to in years because of a fight or because of differences, maybe it's time to make this Christmas an occasion of coming together. Because the Christmas should be a time of being closer to others, of forgiveness, of reconciliation. It's not one of division, making more and more division. Because Christ is unity. The Christ child is unity. He is togetherness. He brings people together. It's only by rejecting Christ that we become divided. So perhaps there may be someone that in your life that you're not in peace with. Maybe someone who is, for many years you've been fighting with, or you're not happy to see. Maybe this Christmas, consider reconciling with this person. Sometimes all it takes is a phone call. You may have watched the movie Home Alone. You remember, you've seen Home Alone, right? Most of you. You remember that scene where old man Marley, the guy who they all think is a serial killer in the neighborhood, he finally meets Kevin in the church of all places, and it's revealed that he's a really nice man. He's very pleasant. Then Kevin realizes that the reason you don't see him with other people is because he's not at peace with his son. And over some fight, which has not been explained, tempers flared, and he said some words were exchanged, and for many years, Marley and his son were at odds with each other. So Kevin says, just call your son. Just call and say you're sorry. And Marley says, but what if he doesn't talk to me? Kevin says, at least you know. Just give your son a call. And later on, at the end of the movie, we see Kevin looks out the window after he's cleaned up the evidence of fighting off two burglars. I just wonder how can they just get caught up by a kid like that. But anyways, But anyway, so he's looking out the window, and he sees Marley. He's hugging this young man, obviously his son. And you can see the tears coming from his eyes that, yes, all it took was a phone call. All it took was just going and asking someone, we haven't been together in years. I'm sorry for what's happened. Maybe we can get together. Because all it takes is just being open to reconciliation, just being open to reconciling with another. Because in this time of Advent, it's a penitential season, a season of doing penance. Perhaps a penance could be we could speak to someone we don't like, whether it's a relative, it's a friend, it's someone at work, it's someone in the neighborhood, whoever it may be, maybe someone here in the church you don't like, whether if it's a parishioner or one of the priests or someone. Maybe this Christmas might be a time of saying, okay, let's put our differences aside. I'll wish you a Merry Christmas, and let's begin a new chapter in our lives. Because as we have heard in the gospel, the Christ child brings joy to our lives. It brought joy to the life of Mary and Elizabeth, and it continued to bring joy to their lives. It was not a once and for all thing. The joy just built up and built up and built up and became a lovely time for the two. So just as it brings joy to these two women, so too can the coming of the Christ child bring joy to our lives here today.